Your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America Land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you think it's all right? Leave the boy with Uncle Ernie. Do you think it's all right? He's had a few too many.
Yes, I think it's all right.
Do you think it's all right?
Yes, I think it's all right.
I think it's all right.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower.
WICT Pittsburgh.
Samsara was the state I lived in. The city walls were stalled to break in. The brochure told folks they were safe in a destination with no check.
3 FM, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And now, here's your host,
Dr. Anomia.
Everyone, it's Doc Anomia. Wonderful to be here with you here on Wound Liquor, your very own curated healing program of the arts. And, you know, in those moments, those few sunshiny moments, I must say, when the dark clouds of self-doubt and self-disgust part, I'm really heartened that they do, for one thing, but also that I remember my own skill sets, my own talents, as it were. And that is the theme of today's show. Something I like to call Your Talent a Go-Go. We're going to be reflecting and discussing this phenom of talent, skill. And I hope, and I know in my heart, we all have special things about us that recommend us as having every right to be in that sweaty parade called humanity. And don't you ever doubt that. You just need to look a little deeper and reflect, okay? I'm not talking about the grand, big, money-making fame stuff. But the gentler, more nuanced, mundane, humble stuff that makes us such a joy to be around. You all have gifts. We all have gifts. I mean, humble though they may be, they make someone else's life better. even if it's just in the moment, even if it's just in passing, something, a smile, a flashy shirt or blouse, a interesting, I don't know, an interesting haircut or hairdo. You get the idea. Now, some years ago, if you want to know, if you want to know how wonderfully humble and common these gifts are, I point you to a fellow named Harvey Pekar. Harvey Pekar was a writer in Cleveland, Ohio, and he put out a comic book called American Splendor. I am very sure that someone in listening land is familiar with Harvey. He had some very inflammatory appearances on David Letterman, and ultimately David Letterman bounced him off the show because Harvey was a little bit surly and unruly regarding the big corporation hosts of David Letterman, and NBC, I should say, at the time. So anyway, Harvey would do these comic books that had to do with just the very daily zen activities that all kind of we just take for granted. We just take for granted, and somehow they make such a sweet, sweet rhythm or soundtrack to life. I mean, we just, you know, the smell of fresh bread, running into somebody who's very nice. And I don't mean to make this sound like it was some sort of Pollyanna Hallmark card type of affair. It really wasn't. He talked about the seedy, unhappy, and you know, the tragic and the guardedly joyous things that happen in everyday life to really everybody. And it was just such a thrill to read this stuff for me personally. And you know, years ago when I first came in contact with it, I was in a bad zone, you know, I mean, just, you know, really sad. A lot of, you know, things were just not going right. And, you know, that was sort of like a injection of hope and smiling. An injection of hope and ease and acceptance that made you smile. You know, because you missed out on so much stuff. And I don't want to get pedantic about this stuff. I mean, you just reflect on your own about all these marvelous things that have happened in your life and will happen in your life. And I mean, we all have talents. I mean, we all have talents. I mean, you know, I'm going to share some of mine a little bit later. But, you know, even if you're annoying in a very special way to somebody. Not everybody, to somebody. And that's what it's all about. You can't please everyone. You know, you really can't. And I mean, I know, you know, in trying to make friends or have relationships, you know, you put on airs or you put on that I'm just a regular bloke and gal kind of impression that, you know, is boring. Well, no, not really. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you just don't have to try so hard. And when you find that special person in your life who takes you as you are, warts and all, it's a grand, grand thing. So anyway, enough with the sentimentalist stuff here. It's a great show that I put together for you, and we continue. John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a sickness, thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, bad job, laid off, says he got red cross wants to get me off. Look at how it is, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're feeling it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a mystery. And the man in the sheepskin cap in a big deal wants $11 bills. You only got me. We'll be right back.
library.
Zumbo in your brain. It's a Pittsburgh institution that should be locked away in a Pittsburgh institution every Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yes, it's Jazz Corner, one-to-one with Kevin Amos. Join Kevin Amos from 6 a.m. to noon each Sunday for jazz, blues, R&B, funk, soul, reggae, and more.
J'en reviendrai. swollen eyes, he couldn't see very well. I knitted them into a great big ball and rolled them down the hill. Ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da. When he saw what I had done, he said, where are my eyes? I gave him two new proper ones so he could see all right. Ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da. He came right up to me and punched me on the knee. Now give me back my woolen ones, I like the way I saw. Ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da. I ran to the bottom of the hill and brought the big ball back. He made them into woolen eyes and placed them where they belonged. Ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da. Now if you see a man with a couple of woolen eyes, run away with a saucy grin, he can see as well as you. Ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da. Ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da. Ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da. Ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da. Ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da.
On the van for you, mister. I paint a design pretty good. I paint a white horse or a fire-breathing dragon. Town. I tell her son, Lala, moon went down. The best kind of a warm all I find, kind that will bring you up and won't let you down. Well, I paint a design. On design for you, mister. I paint a design pretty good. And if you're in love, paint your initial heart and arrow. I paint you up there. The sweetest thing that I ever did see was just the way that you looked at me. And in them eyes I forever see, and I can't paint a picture, a sweet mercy. Well,
I paint a design
on the van for you, mister.
I paint a design
pretty good. I paint you a girl doing a dance with a big red balloon.
Strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Wound liquor. Pittsburgh.
How are you enjoying it so far? Mr. and Mrs. Full of Talent, you haven't even appreciated in yourself. So it is time to personally reflect on what makes you such a special character, a special citizen of the United States of humanity. Well, let me tell you a little bit about mine, and as I do, smile and nod knowingly and tenderly and friendly, and we're all in this together, and let's make some good feeling amongst ourselves, even if we are at a distance, even if we're not in the same room, and we're not. And anyway, when I was younger, so much younger than today, I discovered in my skinny pigeon-chested frame, well, I wasn't pigeon-chested. There's a certain name for this condition where you kind of have a concavity in your chest, right? And, you know, I look like a, well, not quite like an S, but something like that. And I discovered in my skinny state, too, that there were different cavities that of my body, of my frame, of my skeletal frame, little hollows that I could cup and make sounds of. So my little talent at the time that I would present to friends and family was percussion. I would do a percussion kind of show about how each of these different concavities created a particular timbre, a particular tone, and it was very entertaining for me, at least. And you know, I saw a few mouths drop in astonishment when I would go into my little routine. Now, my father was a wonderful man with a great sense of humor, and when I was young, he would squeeze pus out of the sides of his nose. I thought they were worms, and he would say to me that they're little worms, but it was pus. And I only discovered that particular thing years later. So each of us has a special talent, I dare say, and we are talented, and you know, we should be proud and happy that we can do things that no one else can do, or do them better than anyone else can do. Yeah, come on, you know, applaud yourself, pat yourself on the back. You've got special graces, special things that you can do. You know, maybe you can make, well, like myself, special noises, you know? And there used to be one of those comedians that would put his finger inside of his gaping mouth and make popping noises. I was good at that, too. Anyway, keep thinking about it, as I will, all right? That was just, that was one thing. You know, my other special talent was I learned how to pat my stomach and, or pat my head and rub my stomach And that fascinated a lot of my young friends. And that was not easy to do. You had to be able to disassociate one movement from the other and keep it going. Sort of like a one-man band thing, you know, which maybe that would have been in my heritage, in my genetic code, so to speak. Anyway, let's continue.
Comfort to his mother, the pal to his dad. Before they passed away, they say, take care of our David. You may be the only friend he ever will have. David the fat boy, David the fat boy, isn't he round, isn't he round? What do we weigh, folks? Can you guess what he weighs? You know it's only a quarter. When a teddy bear for the girlfriend, a something for a wife, you've got to let this fat boy in your life. I think we can persuade him to do the famous fat boy dance for you. Give me half chance. I just know you'll like my fat boy's dance.
RCT, Pittsburgh.
Now showing is a Main Street opening special for Friday and Saturday nights at 7 p.m. and a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. The admission for this very special showing is $2, all seats. The movie is Surf Ninjas, rated PG, in which they find themselves as princes on a South Sea island where these teenage brothers use the martial arts and their surfing skills to overthrow the island's dictators. Great entertainment for all members of the family and wonderful scenery.